From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The Brickell neighborhood in Miami is filled with multi-million dollar apartments, but there's one building where hundreds of senior citizens live, and they do not have a lot of money. WLRN's Danny Rivero tells us it's an arrangement that could be ending.
You can hardly see 1809 Brickell Avenue through the tangled web of ficus trees crawling up a short wall of coral. But when you peek through, you can see George Humphrey Tower, baby blue and white, sitting right on Biscayne Bay, in the heart of one of the hottest real estate markets in the region. Inside, about 400 senior citizens live here in affordable housing. The rent's about $650 for one bedroom. The waiting list to get in can take years. They're mostly Cuban. People like Javier Vizoso call this place home.
This is the salon. We have here the bathroom, the kitchen, and the bedroom. So it's very well done. It's pretty nice.
Vizoso lived in Puerto Rico for almost 60 years, but he fled after Hurricane Maria.
I mean, I was forced to move here. It was two hurricanes, and I already been through one, and we spent almost 2 weeks with no power. I knew life there was going to be very difficult.
His son lives in Miami, and he'd actually applied to live in the towers a few years before the storms.
My idea was to stay here forever until as long as I live.
What he didn't know is that it could only be temporary. In September of next year, everyone who lives here might get kicked out. The George Humphrey Tower is set to time out of federal housing restrictions that keep it affordable. That's the case with a lot of properties in South Florida. The tower was originally built in the 1960s to solve another affordable housing crisis. It was for teachers, and the Miami-Dade Teachers Union still owned the building until 4 years ago when they sold it to a developer.
This building, 1809 Brickell, is a prime example, if not the example, of why we should be preserving affordable housing.
Evian White De Leon is with the nonprofit group Miami Homes for All. She's the program and policy director. She says nearly 10,000 affordable units could come off the market in the next decade.
Due to subsidies expiring, condition of the building, or both.
Some of the people who live in the tower are fighting back. Earlier this year, they voted to form a tenants association. They've been meeting with local leaders and trying to come up with a solution. At a recent association meeting, they were anxious. Josefa Enriquez is 91 years old. She's lived at the tower for 16 years.
No quiero ni pensar en eso. La verdad te lo digo. No quiero
Enriquez
pensar.
Says she doesn't want to even think about getting kicked out. She just wants to know how the situation will be resolved.
Vamos a ver lo que pasa.
Really, this is desperation.
The association president is a Vietnam veteran named Sherman Ratner. Raul Ortiz is part of the group too, and he translated.
We are going to pursue every legal right we have with HUD.
Vamos a hacerle todo lo que sea legalmente con HUD.
The Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development.
And every other legal means we can find that to protect our rights and preserve our home.
So we have to remember that this is not a city property.
Ken Russell represents the building on the City of Miami Commission. He says there's not really much the city can do about what's happening.
And it's not something that the government can tell a private property owner what to do.
It's up to those private owners, but he says he has met with the owner of George Humphrey Tower many times.
Whether they have a social responsibility to figure out where those people will live when they redevelop that property, that's up to each one of them.
Paulo Tavares de Mello owns the George Humphrey Tower. He declined requests for an interview. In an email, he said he's working with the federal government to help tenants find other housing options and that he plans to put funding towards construction for future affordable housing units. He has until September to notify tenants of his plans. Next week, there's a meeting with the tower's owner and federal officials, so the people who live there can ask questions. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.